Hello, my peeps. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It. I am your host, Erin Deal, improv girly, leadership hype woman, intention setter, earth school student, and your guide for today's slightly spicy, a little woo, very real talk. So today's episode is titled, Teams Don't Quit Leaders, They Quit This Mindset. Cue dramatic gasp. But also, yes, my peep, we are going to go there. So take a deep breath wherever you are. Here we go. Inhale. Exhale. Feels so good. Unclench your jaw and let's hop into the classroom of Earth School because I promise you, this one is going to hit different. So here's the deal. Teams quit leaders because leaders operate only in the 3D, not the 5D. And I'm going to lovingly unpack that because I know I just dropped this major bomb and you're like, what is she talking about? Let me preface this with love. This is going to get a little woo-woo. Not I quit my job to become an Orlando psychic woo, okay? Just real, grounded, energetic leadership truth. Because here is the deal. Most leaders operate only in the 3D. And when I say 3D, I'm meaning third dimension, okay? We talk mostly about tasks, timelines, KPIs, deliverables, meetings, Slack messages, inbox overwhelm, spreadsheet purgatory. All of those things are necessary, but all of those things are surface level, okay? I'm going to hit that hits you right where it hurts because listen, I am faulty of that too. I operate in the 3D as a leader a lot. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Here's what happens though, when we as leaders lead only from the 3D, our teams feel unseen. Our teams feel undervalued. They feel disconnected. They feel managed, not supported. They feel like cogs in a wheel, not a human being having a human experience doing work. And when people feel like that for too long, they stop quitting the job and start quitting you. Let me say that again. They stop quitting the job and start quitting you. So the opposite of that is also true. Let's talk about 5D leadership, the world of intention, intuition, presence, energy, emotional intelligence, alignment, purpose, actual humanness. Okay, so here is your friendly reminder. We here, you and me, everyone listening, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Okay, we are literally souls in a body. And your team, their souls can feel your energy before they ever hear your direction. If a leader is frantic, chaotic, misaligned, resentful, ego-driven, your team is going to subconsciously feel that it doesn't feel safe to stay here. People quit leaders who lead only from the mind. But they stay for leaders who lead from the soul. Let me say that again. Let me make sure that one hits. People quit leaders who lead for the mind or from the mind, but they stay for leaders who lead from the soul. So here's what happens when you lead with intention instead of control. When leaders lead from this higher place, I'm calling it the 5D or the fifth dimension, intention first, task second, everything, and I mean everything, shifts. Truly everything. When you lead from this place, your team feels emotionally safe. They feel creatively free. They feel motivated rather than monitored. They feel inspired instead of instructed. They feel trusted instead of micromanaged. Here's the improv tie-in to all of this. In improv, we don't control the scene. We co-create the scene. We have a scene partner. We listen. We honor each moment. We respond with intention, not fear. We yes and the human in front of us. So imagine leading your team like that. When intention leads, retention skyrockets, burnout decreases, conversations deepen, creativity expands, results become a byproduct, not the obsession. Your team doesn't just follow you, they rise with you. So, my peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to our show. So, all I'm saying here is that when you lead from this fifth dimension place, from the 5D, your team stays. And you stay aligned, most importantly, with your highest and best self. So let's break this down. You know, I'm going to give you some tangibles, improv style, leadership style, Aaron style. I've got a three-step process here that I'm going to help you use to get you into a leadership mindset, to help you reframe yourself from the 3D into the 5D. So let's go. Step one, all right? You're going to intend the energy, not the outcome. Intend the energy, not the outcome. Before you step, that was my voice cracking. Before you step into a meeting, a one-on-one, a performance conversation, or even a hit record on a Loom video, I want you to ask yourself, what energy do I want to bring to this moment? What energy do I want to bring to this moment? Because intention shapes your posture, it shapes your pace. It shapes your tone. It shapes your intuition. It shapes your openness, and it shapes your creativity. When you set the energy first, the outcome naturally aligns. It naturally happens. This is how leaders create psychological safety, not through pep talks, but through energetic consistency. So let me tie in a little bit of improv here for you, because that's what we do. If you don't know what Improve It is, it is the company I founded. We are an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. That is what we do. We go into leaders and teams' offices. We help them overcome and help them learn through play. And when I say we help them overcome things like presentation skills, fear, or issues with communication, or taking initiative and creative risks. We work with them on a variety of different things. So improv is the backbone of all that we do. So if you're new here to Workday Playdate, I want to make sure you know that, because when I bring improv in, it's tying into what we do at Improve It and what my life's goal is on this earth, is to help people lean into their highest selves through play. So in a scene in improv, we usually set the relationship energy before the dialogue, because that's what makes people lean in and trust the moment. So we give our character a trait. We give our character an object. We do something so that our scene partner sees our energy and then can play off of that. But our energy is literally what sets the relationship up. So that is step one. Intend the energy, not the outcome. Ask yourself, what energy do I want to bring into this moment? All right. Step two, you're going to lead the human, not the role. Your team members aren't analysts, coordinators, managers, directors. They are human beings navigating Earth school with big dreams, old wounds, creative potential, insecurities, gifts, families, aspirations. So when you see your team as souls first, title second, everything changes. Everything changes. So ask, what do they need? Not just what are they assigned? Where are they energetically drained? What inspires them? What do they care about outside of work? What intention can you share with them that helps them rise? This is how you build loyalty that no salary bump can replace. Leading from this place, I promise you, will change the trajectory of your career. It will change how you feel. It will change how those feel around you. So lead the human, not the role. All right, here is step three. This is a big one. You're going to co-create instead of control. Let me say that again. Co-create instead of control. So here's the leadership killer, over control. Here's the leadership cure, collaboration. That simple. Ask your team, what does success look like to you? How can we make this better together? What do you need from me to feel supported? And where do you want this to grow? Where do you want to grow specifically this quarter? Invite them into the creation of the work. People commit to what they help build. This is improv leadership at its finest. You aren't directing the scene. You are in it with them. The leadership killer, over control. The leadership cure, collaboration. So, my peeps, a quick moment of magic for you. I just want to tell you a little bit about something and that we have here at Improve It. If you want to bring intentional, aligned, energized leadership into your organization, then you need our intention setting workshop. This workshop is high energy, it's improv infused, and it's designed to help teams tap into the formula. Visualization plus values equals verified results. Now, in just 90 minutes on Zoom or up to 50 people, and in a 2-hour session in person for up to 100 peeps, our seasoned facilitators will guide your group through crafting their personalized ideal day, identifying core values and a guiding word, building daily habits aligned with long-term goals, and your team will leave energized, connected, and aligned like never before. You can find the link to learn more about this in our show notes or visit us at learntoimproveit.com. That's learntoimproveit.com. Check it out and let's set your year on fire. So getting back into the show, teams don't quit leaders. They quit leaders who only lead from this 3D. But when you shift into intention first 5D leadership, retention goes up. Communication improves. Your team trusts you. You most importantly, feel aligned with your highest self. So again, let me recap the 3-step mindset reframe. 1, intend the energy. 2, lead the human. 3, co-create instead of control. So here is your homework, my beautiful peeps. This week, before one meeting, just one, I want you to set a 5D intention. Something like, I intend openness. I intend presence. I intend clarity. I intend compassion. And I want you to watch how the meeting shifts and watch how you shift. All right. My peeps, that is a wrap on this episode. If today's episode hit your heart or your higher self, I would love for you to share it with a leader who you love, because Earth School is wild and none of us are graduating early. Remember, leadership isn't a job title. It's an energetic responsibility. So show up with intention, lead with presence, create with your team, not for them, and let your yes and be the gateway to real connection. I love you. I see you. And your team will too when you rise. I'll see you next week back here on Workday Playdate. You should be proud of yourself for the work you did today. See you soon.